This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, we got the export sales report this morning, but how did the grains open up?
Well, we started today opening up a little bit firmer off those export sales numbers. Really good numbers today for both corn and beans, as well as bean shipments, which is in our window here. Another 2 million plus metric tons of beans heading out. China taking the majority of those. Corn sales at 1.35 million metric tons, up 50% over last week. That was actually not quite a market year high, but a good number. Beans were a market year high today at 1.37 million metric tons. But since then, markets have rolled over a little bit here, fading, probably seeing some hedge pressure. I think soybeans getting affected by November bean options expiring tomorrow. That 1280 areas where we got a lot of open calls and puts, and the market kind of likes to gravitate to those areas as we get to those expiration windows.
And John, could you remind us what typically does happen as we approach the expiration window and those numbers coming off the board?
Sure. A lot of times the money likes to flow where there's value, and again, these and the open options number. And again, if you think about guys are sitting on 1280 calls, they had good value today. They're zeroing those out. We were trading about 10 cents higher. Now we're 7, 8 cents lower. You know, so there's 18, 20 cents a call premium that's going to get nailed there today for anybody that was long that call. You know, same thing on the put side. It puts it at a window where people have to make decisions. Do I get out of that option? Do I take the futures on? Whatever those choices are for them.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
At midday, December corn down 1.5 at 478.5. November soybeans down 6.75 at 1281.5. On the Merck, December live cattle down 57 cents at 178.90. November feeder cattle down $1.65 at 236.40. December lean hogs up 82 cents at 68.32. And Class 3 milk down 16 cents at 17.39. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.